Welcome to Standing Yoga. Let's take a moment to congratulate ourselves that we're going to take this time to be present to the body, to our thoughts and emotions. As we stand here, feeling into our mountain pose, the standing posture, without leaning too forward or backwards, with the head squarely between the shoulders. Let's balance our weight so that it's evenly distributed on each foot, leg, hips, and shoulders. And placing our hands by our side with the palms slightly open. And feeling as if there's sandbags in your back pockets that help you to stand erect and aware, with the chest open, breathing in and breathing out into the mountain pose, standing with intelligence and elegance, being present. And now we'll do a full body stretch. Breathing in and raising the arms up overhead with the palms facing each other and stretching towards the sky. And on an exhalation, lowering your arms by your side with awareness. And again, breathing in, full body stretch, arms up in the air, palms facing each other. And on an exhalation, feeling free to yawn as well or sigh, a yawnalation as we lower the arms by the side. And one more full body stretch, breathing in, raising the arms up, palms facing each other, and on the exhalation, releasing and bringing the arms by your side. Standing, breathing in, and breathing out. And now as we breathe in, raising both our arms upward, bring them level with your shoulders, with your hands extending open. Fingers pointing towards the sky. And on an exhalation, lowering your arms by your side. So this is a horizontal arm stretch. Breathing in, raising both arms upwards, pushing out the palms, arms level with the shoulders, and on the exhalation, coming down. And one more horizontal arm stretch, breathing in, arms coming up level with the shoulders, pressing out the palms, fingers pointing up in the air, and on the exhalation, releasing and arms coming back by your side. Now we're going to do a one arm stretch, or sometimes known as plucking the grapes. Breathing in and bringing your right arm up in the air, stretching towards the sky, and also lift up your left heel. And then just breathing in, breathing out, feeling that stretch. And then on the exhalation, releasing, bringing the right arm down by the side as you lower the heel. And now reversing and bringing the left arm up in the air, stretching towards the sky as you lift your right heel, feeling the stretch, breathing in and breathing out. And on the next exhalation, lowering the arm, bringing down the heel, being present, breathing in and breathing out. And now we're going to do a side bending stretch. Breathing in and raising both arms up in the air, stretching towards the sky and locking your thumbs together and exhaling. And now inhaling, standing up tall as you stretch upwards, and as you exhale, bend to the right side, breathing in and breathing out. Trying not to strain, just riding any waves of sensations, breathing in and out, normally and naturally. And now releasing and coming back into center, unlocking the thumbs, stretching them upwards towards the sky, the hands, and on an exhalation, lowering the arms by your side. And now again, breathing in and raising both arms upwards in the air, stretching towards the sky and relocking the thumbs in the opposite position and exhaling. And then as you inhale, standing up tall, stretching upwards. And then as you exhale, bending to the left side now and breathing in and breathing out, being present, being mindful of any waves of sensations, the posture, any thoughts and emotions being present. And now gently releasing, bringing both arms straight up in the air again, unlocking the thumbs, stretching up on an inhalation. And on the exhalation with awareness, bringing your arms back by your side. And just standing once again in mountain pose, being present. And now we'll do some mindful shoulder rolls. Let's raise our shoulders up in the air and doing a circular motion, going in a forward position with awareness, bringing them forward, middle and back. Circles with the arms and shoulders. Shoulders lifting up the arms and hands and coming down, doing this mindful circular motion in one direction. And then coming into a neutral position and reversing the shoulder rolls, going in the backwards position. Rolling the shoulders up and around and down, being mindful of the shoulder rolls. And gently releasing and just standing in the neutral position. Now we're going to do some neck stretches. Let's bring the right ear towards the right shoulder without lifting the shoulder up. Just bringing the right ear towards the right shoulder, breathing in and out. Now lifting the head back into a more neutral position, and then bringing the left ear towards the left shoulder without lifting the shoulder up, breathing in and breathing out, feeling the stretch, the left ear to the left shoulder. And now gently releasing, bring your head back into a neutral position. And next we'll do a diagonal neck stretch. And again, bringing your right ear towards your right shoulder without lifting the shoulder up. And now opening the palm of your right hand, which is by your side, and face it out ahead of you. And now in a diagonal neck stretch, drop and turn your head to look towards your right palm of the hand and breathing in and breathing out, feeling the stretch. Now gently coming back, releasing from this movement into a neutral position, and we will reverse this movement by bringing the left ear towards the left shoulder without lifting the shoulder up, and opening the palm of your left hand and facing it out ahead of you, and then do a diagonal neck stretch, dropping and turning your head to look at your left palm, breathing in and breathing out, feeling the stretch, bringing awareness to the breath, to the movement, to the posture, sensations, thoughts, emotions, whatever's present. And now gently releasing, and once again coming back into the mountain pose, the standing pose, not leaning too forward or backwards, feeling evenly balanced on each foot, leg, hip, and shoulders, arms by the side, palms slightly open, standing with intelligence and elegance, being mindful, alert, awake, and present. Now let's do another full body stretch, breathing in and raising the arms up in the air, stretching towards the sky, having the palms face each other. And on an exhalation, or sighing, yawning, releasing the arms and bringing them back by your side. And again, a nice big full body stretch, breathing in. Arms extended upwards, and on an exhalation, releasing, and arms by your side. And now we're going to do a twist. Please place your hands on the hips, and breathing in, standing up tall, and as you exhale, twist to the right side, keeping your hips stationary while looking over your right shoulder. And breathing in and breathing out. And now gently releasing, coming back into a neutral standing position, and then breathing in, standing up tall. And as we exhale, twisting now to the left side, keeping the hips stationary and looking over the left shoulder, breathing in and breathing out. And now gently releasing from the twist and coming back into center, breathing in and out with your hands still on your hips as we'll extend the twist. So breathing in, standing up tall, and as you exhale, twisting to the right, and now just keeping your feet stationary, twisting from the ankles on up and looking over your right shoulder as you breathe in and breathe out. This is a full twist from the foot all the way up, twisting to the right side with awareness, breathing normally and naturally, being present. And with the next exhalation, releasing, coming back into a neutral standing position, and then breathing in, standing up tall again, and exhaling and twisting now to the left side from the ankles on up, keeping the feet stationary, but twisting to the left side and then looking over your left shoulder, breathing in and breathing out. Being mindful of the posture, any waves of sensations, thoughts, or emotions, being present. Now, with the next exhalation, releasing and coming back into the mountain pose, standing with awareness. And now we're going to do the center field position. Let's begin to bend the knees and placing hands on the thighs. Breathing in and breathing out. It's fine to spread your legs a bit. Squatting here as if you're in center field. Maintaining the bend. And then when you're ready, lifting your two arms up in the air. And breathing in and breathing out. This can be a little bit strenuous. Easy does it. Perhaps have the palms face each other as we're standing in the squatting position. And then gently releasing and coming back into the mountain pose, standing. And next we're going to do a forward bend. Breathing in and raising your arms up in the air. And as you exhale, bringing your hands down towards the floor. And please feel free to stop when you begin the inhalation. Just rest for a moment with that breath and then proceed on further down with the exhalation. It's also fine to bend the knees. And when you get down as far as you can go comfortably, taking a few breaths in and out. And when you're ready, when you want to begin to come up on an inhalation. And on the exhalation, just stop and rest. Coming up on an inhalation, stopping and resting on an exhalation. And we can do this again whenever you're ready. Following your own pace, breathing in, bringing the arms up on an inhalation. And as you exhale, coming down towards the floor, stopping while you inhale to rest and proceeding down on the exhalation. And again, coming down as far as you can comfortably go and taking a few breaths in and out with awareness. And then whenever you're ready, coming up on an inhalation and stopping and resting on an exhalation. Being present. And when you're ready, coming back into the mountain pose, the standing pose, feeling the body being balanced and present and awake. And when you're ready, lifting up again your arms in a full body stretch, breathing in, having the palms facing each other. And on the exhalation, releasing or yawning, sighing, and lowering your arms with awareness back by your side. And one more full body stretch, breathing in, feeling the stretch from the feet up to the fingertips. And on the exhalation, releasing and coming back by your side. And now we're going to do a balance pose. And if you need some support, like being by a wall or a chair, please do so. And just feeling your standing position being balanced. And then gradually placing some weight onto your left hip and leg and foot, and raise your right heel up in the air. And then bring both your arms so they're level with your shoulders, extending outwards like a bird. And then when you're ready, taking your right foot off the floor and just breathing in and breathing out with awareness. Feeling the balance. And let your arms extend up towards the ceiling, and find to just lift your right leg further up in the air, taking a breath in this pose of ascension. And then with the descension and the exhalation, lowering the arms and the leg back to the floor. And I'd like to invite you to take a quarter turn to your left. It's just a wonderful gesture of beginning again, seeing from a different and new perspective, and beginning to put some weight and pressure now onto your right leg and foot, lifting up your left heel, bringing both your arms up level with your shoulders, extending outwards in this bird-like pose, and when you're ready, taking the left foot off the earth, standing in balance, breathing in and breathing out. And then extending the arms and hands, coming up towards the sky, lifting the left knee, leg up in the air in this pose of ascension. And as we exhale and descend, lowering our arms and our leg back to the ground. Breathing in and breathing out. Being present. And now we'll shift to a triangle pose, and we'll first begin with a modified one. Please bring your right foot so that the heel meets the center of your left foot, forming like a T. And now take a wide step out with your right leg and firmly establish this posture so there's even distribution of weight, pressure going down each hip, leg, and foot that is rooted on the ground in balance, breathing in and breathing out. And now bending the right knee and then the right elbow and placing your right forearm on the right thigh on the top, and then bringing your left arm by your left ear, breathing in and breathing out in this modified triangle pose. And now releasing from this movement, coming into standing pose. And then we will reverse this movement. Please bring your left foot so that the heel meets the center of your right foot, forming a T. and take a wide step out with your left leg and firmly establish this posture so that there is even pressure going down each hip, leg, and foot that is rooted on the ground in balance, breathing in and out. And now bending the left knee and left elbow and placing your forearm on the left thigh, and then bringing the right arm by your right ear, breathing in and breathing out. Now releasing from this posture and coming into a standing position, and we're going to do a regular triangle pose. Bringing your right foot so that the heel meets the center of your left foot, forming a T. And again, taking a wide step out with your right leg and firmly establish this posture so there's even pressure going down each hip, leg, and foot that is rooted on the ground in balance, and breathing in and breathing out. And now please keep your right leg straight this time and lifting up the right arm so that it is level with your right shoulder, extending out over your right leg. And then extending behind you the left arm, coming out from the shoulder. And now extending the right arm and hand down to grasp onto the right leg, ankle, or foot, and breathe in and breathe out, and then gently bringing your left arm up towards the ceiling, and then lastly turning your head and having your eyes gaze up towards the ceiling as you breathe in and breathe out. Being present, following the waves of any sensations, thoughts, and emotions. And now reversing this movement as we come back into the mountain pose, standing. And now bring your left foot so that the heel meets the center of your right foot, forming a T. And take a wide step out with your left leg and firmly establish this posture so there's even pressure going down each hip, leg, and foot that is rooted on the ground in balance, breathing in and out. Keeping the left leg straight and raising the left arm up level with the left shoulder and extending it out over the left leg. And bringing the right arm, extending it out from the shoulder behind you. And then extending the left arm and hand down to grasp onto either the left leg, ankle, or foot. Breathing in and out. And bringing your right arm up towards the sky. And then turning your head, looking towards the ceiling, eyes gazing upwards as you breathe in and out, and being mindful of this posture, any sensations, thoughts, or emotions being present. And on the next exhalation, releasing and coming back into mountain pose, standing. So now we're going to do another balance pose. So standing with our sense of balance. If you would like to be by a wall or a chair, please do so. And then begin to feel the solidity of your left foot on the ground. And when you're ready, raising your right foot and leg up in the air, bending at the knee. And if you like, taking your right hand and grasping on either to the right ankle or pant cuff, and just standing in this balanced pose, breathing in and breathing out, while raising your left arm up towards the ceiling, being present. And now gently releasing, bringing the leg back down to the floor, and feeling the solidity of the right leg, making contact with the ground, and when you're ready, raising your left foot and leg up in the air, bending at the knee, and taking your left hand to either grasp onto the left ankle or pant cuff, and just breathing in and out as you raise your right arm up towards the ceiling, being present. And now gently releasing and coming back into the standing pose. And then in that spirit of the nature of change, taking a quarter turn to the right. And once again, just establishing that mountain pose of the even distribution of weight, looking out at a new perspective and finding the balance and centeredness. Breathing in and breathing out. So now we're going to do the warrior pose. Bringing your right foot so that the heel meets the center of your left foot, forming a T. And take a wide step out with your right leg, and firmly establish this posture so there's even pressure going down each hip, leg, and foot that is rooted on the ground in balance, and breathe in and out. And now bending the right knee and lifting your right arm up level with your right shoulder and extending out over the right leg. And you're welcome to gaze in that direction, and then lifting your left arm so that it is level with your left shoulder behind you, and breathing in and breathing out into the warrior pose. This is a strenuous pose, so easy does it. Being mindful of the breath, the posture, any sensations, being present. And now gently releasing and coming back into a standing position, breathing in and out. And we'll now reverse this movement, bringing your left foot so that the heel meets the center of your right foot, forming a T, and taking a wide step out with your left leg, and firmly establish this posture so there's even pressure going down each hip, leg, and foot that is rooted on the ground in balance, and breathe in and breathe out. And now bending the left knee and lifting your left arm up level with your left shoulder, extending out over the left leg and gazing in that direction. And then lifting your right arm so that it is level with your right shoulder behind you, and breathing in and breathing out, being present. And now gently releasing and coming back once again into the mountain pose, standing, breathing in and out with awareness, feeling that even distribution of weight down each foot, and the leg above, the hips, the shoulders, arms by the side, being present. And then doing a full body stretch, breathing in, bringing the arms up overhead, hands facing each other, the palms, and then on an exhalation, releasing, bringing the arms back down by your side. And again, nice full body stretch, breathing in, and breathing out, arms back by the side. And one more full body stretch, breath in, and a breath out. And now we're going to do the downward facing dog. You're welcome to bend your knees and place both hands on the ground in front of you. And then coming up into an inverted V or U. This is called the downward facing dog. This is another strenuous pose, so easy does it. You can try bringing both of your heels to touch the ground, or perhaps alternating, bringing one heel down towards the ground and then the other, breathing in and breathing out into the downward facing dog. And now gently releasing and coming back again into the mountain pose, the standing pose, standing with awareness, breathing in and breathing out, being present. Then let's extend for a nice big full body stretch, bringing the arms up on an inhalation, palms facing each other, and then on an exhalation, releasing and bringing the arms back by your side. And once again, breathing in, full body stretch, and breathing out, arms back by the side. And so now we're going to gently make a transition to sitting on the floor and placing both of our feet straight out in front of us. Sitting upright, lifting up the chest, breathing in and breathing out. Sitting kind of in an L-shaped position. Kicking out the heels. And then gently releasing. And we're going to move into a groin stretch and now just bring the soles of your feet together. And then moving them in towards the center of the body, towards the groin. You're welcome to either grasp onto your feet and pull them towards you, or perhaps placing your hands on the floor behind you and inching your way up. Breathing in and breathing out. Feeling this stretch in the groin. Being mindful of any waves of sensations, thoughts, emotions, being mindful of the posture, being present. And now gently releasing and extending your right leg out straight in front of you on the floor while tucking your left leg into the groin area. And as we breathe in, raising our arms up overhead, and on the exhalation, lowering the arms to stretch them out, grasping on to your right leg, ankle, or foot in this forward bend, breathing in and breathing out. Easy does it. And now releasing from this posture and shifting by extending your left leg out onto the floor, straight in front of you, and tucking your right foot into your groin area. And as you breathe in, raising your arms up to the ceiling, towards the ceiling, and then as you exhale, lowering them and stretching out and grasping on to either your left leg, ankle, or foot, breathing in and out, being present. And now gently releasing, coming into a little bit more neutral position, bringing the hands by your side. And we're going to do a twist, and I'd like you to now lift up your left knee in the air with your left foot on the floor and extending your right leg straight out in front of you on the floor. And as you breathe in, bringing your right hand and grasping your left knee and turning to the left as you breathe in and breathe out into the twist, being present. And now coming back into a neutral position and lowering your left knee so that your leg straightens out on the floor in front of you, and bringing up your right knee with your right foot on the floor. And as you breathe in, bring your left hand on your right knee and turning to the right as you breathe in and out into the twist, being present. And now gently releasing from the twist, and then lowering yourself gradually back onto the floor, lying down on your back, bringing your arms by your side, or perhaps placing your hands on your chest, whatever is comfortable, and just breathing in and out. And perhaps one more time, just letting your arms now come up over your head in a full body stretch, palms facing each other. Breathing in, feeling the stretch, the arms on the floor stretching. And on the exhalation, bringing the arms back by your side or placing your hands on your chest wherever you feel comfortable as we move into the last pose, the corpse pose, the pose of relaxation. And just as we move in yoga, it's also important to stop and to be still. It is time now to assimilate and integrate these movements. And just as sunlight and water and the earth are important to plant growth, so is the darkness of the night. Dormancy has its place as well in plant growth. Breathing in and breathing out. Feeling into the body, acknowledging any thoughts and emotions, sensations. Resting in the grace of this universe. Nothing more that we need to do, nothing. Nowhere we need to go. May we be held in the heart of compassion and loving kindness. May we all be safe. May we all be at peace. May all beings be safe and at peace.